But Kyoto's a first step, Anne said. That's the point. Because if you believe in the precautionary principle, as I do...
I didn't think the purpose of Kyoto was to take a first step, Kenner said. I thought the purpose was to reduce global warming.
Well, it is.
Then why make a treaty that won't accomplish that? That won't, in effect, do anything at all?
It's a first step, as I said.
Tell me, do you think it's possible to reduce carbon dioxide?
Of course. There are a host of alternative energy sources just waiting to be adopted. Wind power, solar, waste, geothermal.
Tom Wigley and a panel of 17 scientists and engineers from around the world made a careful study and concluded it is not possible. Their paper was published in Science, and they said there is no known technology capable of reducing carbon emissions or even holding them to levels many times higher than today. They concluded that wind, solar, and even nuclear power will not be sufficient to solve the problem. They say totally new and undiscovered technology is required.
That's crazy, Anne said.
Amory Lovins laid it all out 20 years ago. Wind and solar, conservation, energy efficiency, there's no problem. Apparently there is. Lovins predicted that 35% of U.S. power would come from alternative energy by the year 2000. The actual figure turned out to be 6%.
Not enough subsidies.
No country in the world produces 35% renewable energy, Anne.
But countries like Japan do much better than we do,
Kenner said. Japan is 5% renewable. Germany is 5%. England, 2%.
Denmark,
8%.
Well, she said, it just means we have more work to do.
No question about that. Wind farms chop birds to pieces, so they might not be so popular. But solar panels would work. Silent, efficient.
Solar is great, she said.
Yes, Kenner said. And all we need is about 27,000 square kilometers of panels to do the job. Just cover the state of Massachusetts with solar panels, and we'd be done. Of course, by 2050, our energy needs will triple, so maybe New York would be a better choice.
Or Texas. Nobody I know cares about Texas, Anne said.
Well, there you are, Kenner said. Cover 10% of Texas, and you're in business. Although, he added, Texans would probably prefer to cover Los Angeles first.
You're making a joke.
Not at all.
Let's settle on Nevada.
It's all desert anyway.
But I'm curious to hear about your personal experience with alternative energy. What about you yourself, Anne? Have you adopted alternative sources?